President Bush today imposed new economic sanctions on the senior leaders of Myanmar, adding to those that have already been in place since 1997. Since 1996, the European Union has barred members of the military junta and their families from entering the EU. The European sanctions also banned companies in the EU from investing in Myanmar. One question raised by that history is, do sanctions do any good, especially if regional powers and neighboring countries don't observe them? David Courtwright is author of Sanctions Decade. He's a political scientist at Notre Dame. Welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you.
And the record would seem to suggest that the generals in Myanmar are immune to sanctions. True?
Not really. These sanctions are having an impact. They are sending a message to the democracy movement of support. They are a form of empowerment and an expression of solidarity with this movement. And it's important to know that the democracy movement supports sanctions. They want more sanctions from the international community and see that as an important way of helping their movement to topple this illegitimate regime.
A couple of years ago, Newsweek wrote that the generals in Myanmar don't care because they are looking for regional legitimacy, and they have it with China and India. China has armed Myanmar quite heavily. India has engaged in some military cooperation as well, and even Thailand is trading with the country more than it was 10 years ago.
Well, it's true that these regional powers, regional partners, are undermining the international sanctions movement. But the fact that they do not have investment from the United States, that major oil companies and other Western companies have withdrawn from the country, has an economic impact. China and India and these local countries cannot substitute for the kind of economic clout that comes from companies in the U.S. and the European Union.
How would you compare the potential impact of more effective U.S. and European sanctions with, say, the Chinese looking askance at the behavior of the junta?
Well, I think it's significant that the Chinese have at least made some sort of a statement indicating their desire for restraint on the part of the government. And the test will come now as the Security Council takes up this measure. And it's important that China be itself faced with pressure, not only diplomatic, but hopefully there could be some form of consumer pressure. People have talked about, are there ways in which we could have a kind of a secondary boycott against some Chinese products as a way of signaling to that regime that they need to support the international effort.
But is there some special problem for sanctions when the government being sanctioned, it doesn't seem to be especially interested in integrating and having lots of contact with the outside world, but rather the rulers seem content with increasing their isolation from the rest of the world?
Well, this is often the case that these military dictators feel that they can rule on their own without international exchange. But the truth is they need economic viability. They need to develop their economy. The Burmese economic situation is poor in comparison to neighboring states. So they may talk about their ability to survive and be isolated, but the truth is that their economy, like every other economy in this globalized world, needs trade, needs investment, and as pressures increase here in the coming days and weeks, the regime will face an even more difficult time in surviving.
Well, David Courtwright, thank you very much for talking with us
today. Thank you.
It's David Courtwright, political scientist at the University of Notre Dame.